Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN's At the Track, the show that covers the roots of racing. PRN's At the Track is presented by Pro Fabrication Headers and Exhaust, quality that wins. Now, here's the host of PRN's At the Track, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN's At the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Legends winner Ohio's Stephen Parton. Then we'll speak with a man who liked the ultimate Heart of America Super Late Model Series so much he bought it, Bill Lupinos. And we'll have a conversation with Mars Series director Jonathan Clayton. But first, let's get to our O'Reilly Auto Parts What's Hot. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. First up, the World of Outlaws NOS Energy Drink Sprints ran a pair of races over the weekend. Brad Sweet and Buddy Kofoid each picking up a win. Speed Rome in Indianapolis, Zachary Cecil and Buddy Jurek amongst those who saw the checkered first there. Anthony Macri parked it in victory lane at Baps in Pennsylvania. Lincoln Speedway to Chase Dietz. Dason Pursley, the Power Eye winner in Oklahoma. And in Ohio at Lorain, it was Nick Gulotta. And speaking of Ohio, joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Legends race winner, Ohio Stephen Parton. Hey, Stephen, welcome back to the show. I was watching on social media, and I saw you were down in North Carolina at Fayetteville running the Winter Nationals track there that the dirt guys run on, and you took a win, but you had to have some help from, like, Superman, where you'd call on the phone or something. What happened there?
Appreciate you having me. Yeah, I had to phone a friend and get some help. Those guys down there at Fayetteville, man, the competition's tough, and the track changes so much. Dave Mitchell and his guys, they put on a great program, but the track is different from night to night. So Friday night, we had a lot of grip, and I finally got the car around on Friday night, and Saturday was slick and not as much grip. So I called Joe Ryan, with Joe Ryan Race Cars, and he and Billy Workman and Candace Hornaday and Landon Lewis, they've helped me so much, and we made some adjustments, and Joe's not had as much success there as he wanted, so we were really trying to win one for all of us. So, able to pull it off. I mean, it was probably one of the most exciting wins I've had just because of how tough it's been over the years there for me.
Stephen Parton, our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline. Had to use a lifeline, if you will. Get on the phone and call for some help. And he got that fine tuning from his friend Joe Ryan Osborne at the base shop in Mooresville, North Carolina. They call that one the dojo. So, what was it like? Were you holding the phone with your shoulder and trying to wrench underneath it? How does those conversations go back and forth? Do you kind of go, oh, I think it's doing this, and he says, I think you do that? What does that general conversation and actual work, feel like?
Yeah, so I try not to bother him too much, but he tells me just to call anytime, because they were actually in Georgia racing at the Lanier Raceplex on asphalt. So I was trying not to bother him too much texting him, but time was getting shorter, getting ready for the feature. So I picked up the phone and, like you said, hold it up to my ear and jacking the car up at the same time. And I had some help from my friend Nick and my girlfriend Allison, and we were able to get turned around and changed a lot of things, and it was 110% different. I mean, he turned the car around from something that was probably a ninth place car to an easy winning car. So, he goes out of his way for me and all of his customers, and I think he's one of the best in the business for sure.
Stephen Parton, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Winning in the Legends car in North Carolina at Fayetteville Motor Speedway with the help of Joe Ryan Osborne on the other end of the phone. Stephen's one of those guys that works his tail off as well. As much as he's sending accolades to the folks that help him, you run that racetrack in Southern Ohio that they call Brush Creek Speedway, and always got something new going on. I know you can't be too far away from opening day and such. What do you got going this year at Brush Creek?
Yeah, so we're getting ready to get started here in April and kind of roll April through October. But a couple of the bigger stuff we have is May 20th, we're bringing 410 sprint cars back for the first time in 3 or 4 years. July the 9th, we have our annual 4B Forever Jackie Boggs Memorial Super Late Model Race at Base 10,000 win. But the thing I'm most excited about personally is the Extreme Midgets are coming to town July 30th. That's on a Sunday. Those guys, I'm a big fan of midgets personally, and they always put on a good show, and the D2 USAC midgets last year put on a great show at our track. So I'm excited to see the stars of the midgets in town, and they got big names going to follow the Extreme Series this year. So it's pretty exciting to be on board with that deal.
They sure do. And a big name in promoting and in Legends Racing, Stephen Parton, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Speaking of ProFabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at ProFabrication.com. So you're running 410 sprint cars, dirt super late models, midgets, legends, and hey, what happened to my favorite? Are you still running them Crown Vics there at Brush Creek?
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of our biggest classes growing as far as new people getting into it, new racetracks picking up the class. A couple other racetracks, Moeller Raceway Park and Florence Speedway, are picking them up on kind of a bi-weekly basis. But, you know, the Crown Vics are a perfect way for your low-budget guy to test out racing if he doesn't want to spend a bunch of money just to see if he likes racing. It's a little more professional than an enduro type. You know, you got the cage and everything, and they actually race it out. But still, guys got $1,500, $2,000 in a race car, and they put on some battles. They beat and bang and rub like the old days of NASCAR. It's a lot of fun to watch. So, yeah, that's a pretty popular class that keeps growing every year for sure.
Remind me where Brush Creek is on a map. How could we find you?
Yeah, we're in Peebles, Ohio. We're about 45 minutes east of Cincinnati, so kind of between Cincinnati and Portsmouth area. We can easily be reached from West Virginia, Kentucky, Ohio area.
What's the website? No problem. What's the website or social? Either one.
Yeah, BrushCreekMotorsports.com, or just search us Brush Creek Motorsports Complex on Facebook, BMC updates on Twitter.
Stephen Parton, and you can hear the enthusiasm. You know he's a racer at heart, but he loves the fans. Get out to Brush Creek Speedway, see some legends racing midgets, 410s, late models. They do it all. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, C-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up on your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want C-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at ZMAX.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter. Protect your engine to the max with C-Max.
This is dirt racer Kenny Wallace. The dirt race is back at Bristol in 2023, and once again, it's a night race. It's the Food City Dirt Race, 7 p.m. on Sunday, April 9th. I want to see all my diehard NASCAR and dirt racing fans there, so get your tickets today. Remember, this isn't just any old dirt race. It's a dirt race at Bristol, baby.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You think of all the things that really just in the last 25 years have happened, the champions that we've seen. That's what I think is really cool about it.
I just believe the addition of Kyle Busch to RCR and what I saw at the tail end of last year, I think Austin Dillon could win three or four races this year.
When I think of somebody that's a moral lock, I think of somebody that has great consistency. And there are only four drivers right now that have been in five championship four playoff races.
That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Hey there, it's Kathy Martindale and Paul Shad on Z-Max Racing Country Classic.
Hey, we're back. Come on to Nashville. It's Kathy and Vince Gill.
Who do you find it hardest to keep up with, musicianship-wise?
I just feel like an adequate guitar player compared to some of the people that I just love and admire and really think are spectacular. The majority of the people that I learned to play the instrument from are still around.
Z-Max Racing Country Classic.
To you by Mahindra Tractors. Find a Mahindra dealer at MahindraUSA.com. Mahindra, the official tractor of tough. Welcome back to PRN's At the Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline. You heard me mention earlier in the show that, you know, he liked this racing series so much he bought it. Bill Lupinos is on the ProFab hotline. And first off, Bill, great to have you back, chatting about Richmond Raceway in Kentucky, the track that that you still, I believe, run. Let's start there. Richmond Raceway still got a slate of races, and I understand I've been watching the end of this month. Aren't you having your opener to start things out?
April 29th will be the 57th annual season opener for Richmond Raceway, Kentucky, the Beast of the East. We'll be, you know, up and running the night before with an open practice and then hit the ground running, you know, April 29th. Decided to wait a little later in the month this year because the last 5 years you never get in the first couple weeks. So we just decided to wait till the end of the month.
So April 29th. And you've got some not only a charity, but a national charity with a guy named Doug Flutie involved. What's that about?
Yeah, I mean, back a few years back, we always did a couple charity events throughout the year. It's then when COVID hit, you know, the whole world changed for everybody. We haven't done anything the last couple of years. And, you know, I was talking with my family one day and I'm like, you know, we need to get back to doing that type of thing. It's good for everyone. So knowing that April is National Autism Awareness Month, I did a little homework and I reached out to the Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism Awareness. And they are actually one of the top charities in the entire country, and worked out a program with them where they got me a QR code that's out on our Facebook page. People can go on and scan that and make a donation. And then on race night, we're going to do $2 of every grandstand ticket sold to the foundation for autism awareness.
Bill Lupinos on the profabrication.com hotline, a hardworking track operator with a history in racing even before he got there. And now, Bill, I saw the release. You went out and the Fast Track Racing Series and the Ultimate Heart of America, the Ultimate Super Late Model Series. You got a lot more things going on now. How did all this come together? And congratulations along the way as well.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I've been a franchisee for Stan with Ultimate and Fast Track for the last four seasons. I was the series director for Ultimate Heart of America. And, you know, Stan and I worked very well together. He taught me a lot, and he offered me a position as vice president back in December with the goal of kind of teaching me the ins and outs of the backside of the business for me to eventually take over. And we decided that last Thursday was the day to sign the papers and, you know, cross all the T's and everything. And, you know, I assumed ownership of the three racing series.
Wow. Fast Track Racing Series, Ultimate Heart of America Super Late Model Series, the Ultimate Super Late Model Series down towards the Southeast. And we're on the profabrication.com hotline with a guy that not only has all that, but also has Richmond Raceway in Kentucky to take care of, as well as being the dad and father and husband and a loving family there in Kentucky. Bill Lupinos. And speaking of profabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with that, just a click of a mouse away at profabrication.com. So, you know, openers for these seasons, usually around this time, you know, I've seen a little bit. Am I correct? They're still in place. Where are we going with racing for your new series?
Yeah, well, the Ultimate Southeast will be open at Lakeview on April 8th with a $5,000 to win show. Then we're going to come back the following week with the Ultimate Heart of America opening at a new track for us of a Paragon, Indiana, with a $10,000 to win, $1,000 to start event. Looking forward to kicking that off. This is the first year Ultimate Heart of America is going to pay $10,000 to the series champion. It's been five every other year. We upped it to 10 this year. So that's a lot of excitement, you know, for around this area. And then the Fast Track Racing Series will be opening right here at Richmond Raceway at our season opener, April 29th, with the sixth annual Damn Yankees 50, which is $5,000 to win, $400 to start for the Fast Track Racing Series 604 crates.
Wow. I remember when you came out with the Damn Yankees race there at Richmond. It was kind of tongue-in-cheek from all the different stuff you were going through. Assure me, though, that all the Fast Track tracks don't have to run a Damn Yankees called race,
no,
right?
No, they don't. No, they don't. You know, we're going to be moving around a little bit out of Virginia and down to Livonia. A couple other tracks are still in the works of getting things squared away. They don't have to run a Damn Yankees. That's mine. I own it, and I'm proud of it.
Bill Lupinos, really a heart of a racer, not just the Heart of America series now boss and the Fast Track and the Ultimate Super Late Models, but a guy that if you're listening in and you want to talk racing, help me share with folks, you know, a little bit of your history. You know, how did you get involved in motorsports and before you got Richmond Raceway?
Well, I mean, it started out as literally a little kid, and my dad worked up at Lebanon Valley Speedway up there in upstate New York, and I went there every single Saturday night since I was honestly a little boy, like 4, 5, 6 years old. And as time went on, they would give me little odd jobs to do around the place, and it just kind of fell in love with it. Then in my late teenage years, I worked with the Big Black Modify team up there for a couple seasons, and, you know, went and joined the military and came back from that and got back into the dirt racing. And it all just led from being a fan to an opportunity came to buy a track. And here we are.
Well, first, thank you for your service to our country. That is always appreciated and genuine from the heart. And thank you for what you're about to do the next level with motorsports, these three series that you now are in control of. From kind of that vision perspective, you know, not that it's going to be very, you know, right at the very first race of the year, but where do you see Fast Track and Ultimate Heart of America and Ultimate Super Late Models? Where is your vision for these?
Well, you know, Fast Track has been around for a long time, and, you know, it was the original and the top crate touring series in the country for quite a few years. And, you know, a lot of different variables went in place. And of course, COVID didn't help anybody, but, you know, we want to build that back up and, you know, make it the premier series again. And I'm pretty confident we can do that. Ultimate Southeast has been going strong for years. You know, they got a pretty good brand down there, pretty good name down there. Heart of America was the newest one, and it's been kind of slow going. And last year we had some good races, and then the floods hit and we lost two up in Kentucky and other things happened. And this is by far the strongest schedule we've had for them yet, with the 5-10,000 wins and a 20,000 win and the higher point fund. So, I mean, I think we just keep working and doing the right things. And before you know it, we're going to be right back up top where it always used to be.
Where can fans, teams, sponsors, and drivers find you on the internet?
Richmond Raceway, be at Richmond Raceway KY on Facebook and www.richmond-raceway.net. Ultimate Heart of America and Ultimate Southeast and Fast Track can all be found at on the same website. Just click a tab, you know, ultimatesupers.com or fasttrackracing.com. Also, everything is on Facebook with the Ultimate Super Late Models Fast Track Racing Series and Ultimate Heart of America Racing Series.
Bill Lupinos from the Ultimate Super Late Model Series, Fast Track, Ultimate Heart of America Super Late Model Series. Thanks for joining us on the profabrication.com hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-402-7119. 800-402-7119. 800-402-7119. That's 800-402-7119.
There's more At the Track in just a moment on DRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Are the old school fans hoping that poor attendance in these new places will force NASCAR to move the whole schedule back to its southeastern roots? Well, that horse left the barn a long time ago and the barn burned down.
So much of this is right place, right time, and just being fortunate enough to avoid the calamity.
Not every sporting event is going to have a great ending. We have to live with that and celebrate the history. And to me, Indianapolis belongs on the Oval.
The O'Reilly Auto Parts Pit Reporters on the Performance Racing Network.
Hi, this is Brad Keselowski. Thanks for listening to Kathy Martindale and Paul Shadd on ZMAX Racing Country.
Let's go to Nashville. It's Kathy and Gary Allen.
What are your de-stressors?
Chiropractor's huge for me. To me, that's like a massage.
What do they work on you?
My neck, my back. Because I fly a lot, I feel like up in between my shoulders is always really tight and from playing guitar.
ZMAX Racing Country. Music from the past.
O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people, in-store or online at O'ReillyAuto.com. Welcome back to PRN's At the Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the new Mars Series director, Jonathan Clayton. Hey, Jonathan, welcome to the show. And not only are you new to the series, but, you know, a lot of folks across Mid-America know you from the great work that you've done with World Racing Group. But kind of update us on the management and the new things within the you know, official side of the Mars Series.
Hey, Lenny, thanks for having us. As you've seen, we are super excited about the 2023 season coming up. And for those of you that have heard or haven't heard, Towards the end of 2022, a deal came together with Tony Izzo Jr., which has had Mars for the past couple of years. He did a great job with it. And Matt Curl, as most know, as the owner and operator of the Fairbury Speedway, where Matt actually purchased the Mars series from him. And me and him chatted a little bit back in November about how this could be a possibility. And I was like, yeah, I mean, if this all comes to fruition, I'm in. Like, I'm very interested. And it all came together. And now here we are, Matt, owner of actually two series, because we bought the rights to the Mars late model series.
Yeah, hold on. I want to ask a question about that. Jonathan Clayton is on the profabrication.com hotline. He's the new Mars series director, which we've known as the Midwest Auto Racing Series, late models, things like that. But modified? I'm seeing the word modified now on stuff. What's that part of you?
Yeah, your eyes are not deceiving you. So one of the big bonuses of doing this is it's kind of been talked about here the past couple of years in the area, is there is a lot of high caliber dirt car UMP modifieds in this area. I mean, when people think of dirt car UMP modified racing, it is this Illinois region. And there's a lot of guys out there that are itching to run some sort of regional series, and there's a void to be filled with the American Modified Series no longer being operational, to where we thought now is the time. So luckily we've got Summit Racing Equipment, as they've come on board to be the title sponsor of the Modified Series this year. And we put together a nice 20 race schedule that guys are really seeming to like, because we have had just as much interest in the modified stuff as the late model guys on the late model tour.
It looks really good. Our guest is Mars Series Director Jonathan Clayton. He is on the profabrication.com hotline. And speaking of profabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at profabrication.com. And you mentioned your series, and I know Illinois is the base, but I believe Kentucky with Paducah Speedway, Iowa with Davenport Speedway. Where about y'all going this year with both the modifieds, the late models, you know, separately together? Where's the Mars going to be?
So when we started this, we're like, okay, well, there's a lot of regional series out there, and it seems like every day another one pops up. And we're not really in the market to just be another regional series. We want to be able to work with tracks and promoters and tell them, hey, we've got 8, 9, 10 guys following the late model series, 10, 11, 12 guys following the modified series. And to build that sustainability, we felt like it was going to be super important to keep a tight base just here in the Illinois region for year one. And maybe we're right, maybe we're wrong with what we're doing. We'll evaluate after the year and see, but just with the feedback that we've gotten, we feel like that it's the right call. So for this year, we're, as I said, focused on the state of Illinois, but we're just nipping the borders. Like, we're going over into Kentucky for the modified series at Paducah International Raceway the first Friday in May, and we're crossing over into Davenport, as you said, on the late model side of things. And we've got a dual late model modified show at Keevely, which, super excited for that one. And other than those, it's like we're all in.
You're land of Lincoln.
Yeah.
Mars is land of Lincoln. And the Mars series director is our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, Jonathan Clayton, who has all kinds of new things to have to, you know, do in his new roles and such. You know, where can folks find out information about things? Are there points funds as far as drivers? Are there things that fans can do to participate? What have you got kind of out there on the interweb where folks can get involved?
We have a brand new website that just launched here in the past couple of weeks. Our friends at MyRacePass worked to put that together, and that is at MarsRacingSeries.com. And if you search Mars Racing Series on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, we're also there, and we're keeping all this stuff up to date and information to you guys as quickly as we have it. Pretty much all of our information for the year is posted. And to get to point funds, for a regional deal, we've got 21 races on the late model schedule, 20 races on the modified schedule. And I was just counting up the other night, and I think between the point funds of each series and the rookie of the year stuff, like, we're over $60,000 in point fund money on year one.
Wow.
So that's pretty stout for a regional deal, like, especially it being first year.
You spoke about relationships and working with tracks. You guys, you and Matt have had a fantastic World Racing Group, Dirt Car relationship. How does the relationship work now with Mars and Dirt Car?
Sam, like, I talked to Sam about this, and obviously I worked directly under Sam for the past few years, and Sam was all in. He's been a big supporter of this. We'll still have the technical support from the Dirt Car UMP, and look forward to having them guys at all the shows. And we are a Dirt Car UMP sanctioned series, and guys will be eligible for points and awards through their deal too. So it's actually, it's a super nice deal, because on the late model side of things, we're paying $10,000 for the series champion, and it's a real solid payout through the field, and it's $1,000 for 10th. And the neat thing that we're doing is we want to reward the guy that attends all the shows, and if this deal goes the way we anticipate it going, we ought to have more than 10 guys that follow the whole deal, but, I mean, you know how it goes. But if you have perfect attendance and somehow do not finish in the top 10 in points, the driver is guaranteed 10th place point money, so that's pretty cool.
Awesome. Jonathan Clayton, the Mars Series Director, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Tri-City Speedway is their scheduled opener next weekend, April 7th and 8th. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal, and it's so easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at Z-Max.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter to find out more about our full line of products. Z-Max, for your car, big rigs, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant, available at your favorite auto parts store.
Hey folks, it's Doug Rice. Did you know you can take PRN with you anywhere by downloading the PRN mobile app? You can listen to our live races just about any place on the planet, and you will not miss a second of the action. Plus, you can hear our shows like the fantastic editions of Fast Talk, plus Brett McMillan on the Pit Reporters and Mark Garrow with Garage Pass. Get all the latest racing information right at your fingertips. The PRN mobile app, available at the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Speedway Children's Charities was really started out of a really sad time in life for our family. My young brother died as an infant, and, you know, out of that pain came the desire for my parents to do something to help children. My mom and dad weren't really happy with just giving money to an organization. They really wanted to be more hands-on and see that, you know, every dollar was put to the best use.
We take charities that otherwise may not get the attention from other donors, and we provide funds to them.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission
is simple.
Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy.
And hope.
And love.
And if one child is still in need,
then there's still work to do.
Because their future is our future.
And there's still so much they can teach us.
Visit SpeedwayCharities.org.
Brought to you by Mahindra Tractors. Find a Mahindra dealer at MahindraUSA.com. Mahindra, the official tractor of tough. Welcome back to PRN's At the Track. Going to be some weather here, some weather there, but there'll be bright spots. You got to check out your local track as soon as they open up. A lot of them going to try this weekend and next. Get out, support grassroots racing. And for all of us at the Performance Racing Network, thank you for listening. I'm Lenny Baticki, and we'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN's At the Track was presented by Profabrication Headers and Exhaust, quality that wins, and by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. This is the Performance Racing Network.